When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Okay, so her legs are hairy and her eyebrows have hitched themselves together. It doesn't make her any less beautiful or valuable. In fact, she's pretty stunning and worth billions. That's right. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. For agriculture, the honeybee can be as hairy as she pleases because without her, we wouldn't eat. Seriously, the honeybee is the major pollinator of many field crops and almost all fruit trees. According to the Missouri Department of Conservation, humans rely on bees, directly or indirectly, for about a third of our food supply. Honeybees are crucial players in pollination of crops that's fed to livestock, which produces milk and meat and a host of byproducts used in food production, and then some. More than $15 billion of U.S. crops are completely dependent on honeybee pollination. Topping the list of major nectar and pollen plants of the Midwest, based on yield and the value to honeybees, are alfalfa, dandelion, soybean, and sweet clovers. Now, most known for their namesake, the sweet nectar of honey, these bees are part of a vast natural system that ensures more than just golden syrup for your waffles. But it is that specialty crop that keeps beekeepers working in concert with the queen bee, worker bees, and drones. There's good news and bad news when it comes to Missouri's honeybee productivity. The bad news first. The number of colonies maintained by honey producers in Missouri is down significantly, with only 8,000 colonies reported in 2016. In the late 90s, there were 23,000 healthy colonies that rendered 1.85 million pounds of honey. In 2016, that diminished to 500,000 pounds. The good news is that recent production trends indicate that one colony is capable of producing more honey, with 62 pounds of honey on average instead of 40 or 50 pounds. And more Missouri farmers are incorporating beehives into their businesses. In a state with 6.1 million residents, Missourians depended on only 372 beekeepers in 2012 if they wanted to buy their honey locally. That makes honey harvesters pretty valuable themselves. They are in rare company when they partner with the honeybee. In a pool of 10 million species of insects alive on Earth that constitute more than 90% of all animal species, the half-inch black and gold honeybee is the world's most beneficial insect. In 1985, Little Miss Honeybee herself was crowned the official state insect of Missouri. And tomorrow, she'll be celebrated on National Honeybee Awareness Day. So before you swat away that busy little worker bee, pause and give tribute to her amazing beauty and her delicious honey. Whether you are a beekeeper or a honey lover, I'd love to hear what's buzzing on your farm. Get in touch by emailing countrygalcorral@gmail.com. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Closed for today.